Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Jennifer Hellman, on air, and we thank you for listening. Tonight's show is a tape channeling with Michelle Eloff from Johannesburg, South Africa. Her website is thelightweaver.co.za. It is a full hour, so sit back and enjoy. And until next week, thank you. With each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Good night and many blessings.
We align with the Divine Presence of Spirit, and we call upon the Ascended Master Kutumi, and we ask that he come forward with specific guidance, healing, wisdom, insight, clarity, and direction for us today. We align with the Archangel Michael, and all the Divine Ascended Master Beings of the Light, the Angels and the Archangel Beings of the Light, the gods and goddesses of the light, and all those divine beings from our universe and the universes beyond ours who are currently assisting and guiding us to fully anchor the divine plan of the new earth. We call upon Saint Germain, Lord Maitreya, Lord Metatron, and Lord Melchizedek, asking for their divine protection on all levels and through all dimensions, as we open our energy to receive and welcome into this space all the magnificent beings of the light who are connected to and who work with and through each one of us participating today. We invoke the full essence and divine presence of Father, Mother, God. We call upon the full essence and presence of each person's higher self and fully mastered in Christ self of the light. We call upon each person's healing angel. We open our energy to receive and welcome Master Jesus and Mary Magdalene, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, and the Pleiadian Emissaries of the Light, asking them to manifest a powerful coating of protection around each of us individually, around us as a group of light workers, and around our planet, ensuring only that which embodies the highest levels of wisdom, truth, light, knowledge, and intention be permitted to be a part of this today. And I ask all that is shared with us be in accordance with the highest will of every soul participating, and may this be in perfect and harmonious alignment with the higher plan of Mother Earth. May this manifest for us now, and so be it.
I am Kutumi, and I come forward upon the rays of love and wisdom to greet each of you at this time and to bring unto you the blessings of celebration, independence, initiation, and happiness. Greetings, beloved ones. And it is with great joy and pleasure in our hearts that we may gather with each of you upon this day, as we hold you firmly within the heart of Christ and securely upon the hands of God. Beloved ones, today is the Triple One celebration. It is the beginning of a new beginning. It is your journey into a whole new cycle of experiencing the light of all of that which exists within life. This particular activation is one that opens all the portals of light and fluid love. As each portal is opened, so humanity is granted the opportunity to turn their attention to that which flows through the portals and absorb it into the core of their being. It is upon this day that all the divine masters, lords, ladies, gods and goddesses, angels and archangels of the paradigms of light, love, truth and trust grace you with their presence, bringing forth the divine blessings of that which they represent. 2008 is the beginning of a new wave of awakening. It is during this year that the second wave of ascension will manifest its fullness, and by the 21st of December 2008, many of you will have undergone changes of drastic proportions. These changes are not to be feared. This is change that brings you into a higher state of awareness, a deeper state of understanding, and a stronger presence of self directing your life. This is the year where you are shown new beginnings and the power that lies within releasing the old and choosing to focus one's attention on that which stands before one, the newness, the joy that comes in allowing oneself to embrace the initiation of newness. So many people fear change, fear newness, yet often ask for change to come, sending intentions and prayers into the universe to bring forth that which will release them from the depths of their pain, their sorrow, their disillusionment and fear. And this is the year this will come to you in great waves. Every month of the year that lies before you is an initiation in itself. You will find that on the master vibration days, you will experience activations within the deeper aspects of self, which will transport your energy into realms of immense light, knowledge, and energy. Therefore, on the 11th of January and the 21st of January 2008, you will undergo the initiation of the initiate into the journey of individuation. This means on these two particular dates, you will experience the depths of stepping into the individual vibration you embody. In other words, making a deeper connection with the uniqueness of your divine and precious sacred signature. On the 2nd of February and the 22nd of February 2008, you will benefit from experiencing a deeper level of rooting yourself on earth as you are rooted within the consciousness of heaven. It will be a month of embracing the opportunities to understand balance and how important it is to allow your light to be reflected back at you in your world. It is a time of understanding that surrendering to the flow of life will bring you far more grace, far more healing, and an abundance of blessings than fighting and struggling to deal with your life. February will also bring you divine blessings relating to your ability to find creative solutions to that which you have been struggling with. These solutions will manifest in the form of greater understanding of the importance of surrendering. This requires of you to be receptive, to remain grounded, and to trust your intuition. Also, be aware that the solutions may manifest through your creative talents, creativity in general, in fact. On the 3rd of March and the 13th of March 2008, you will be embraced by the goddesses of unity consciousness, namely Lady Guinevere, Mary Magdalene, and Goddess Jezebel. During this month, they will initiate you into the realms of the Triple Goddess. And in this space, you will remember and recognize the power that lies within all levels of consciousness relating to the Triple Goddess. This means understanding the power that lies within the child, the maiden, in other words, the power that lies within the mother and that which lies within the crone. This applies to you if you are a man as well. In order to experience full balance within self, one needs to understand the power that lies within the Triple Goddess as well as in the Triple God. During March, you will come to experience the fertility that lies within the energy of the Empress, the power, resourcefulness, and insight that lies within the essence of the High Priestess, as well as the joy that lies within the spontaneity of the innocence of the young maiden discovering her pathway to freedom. In the month of April, you are embraced by the light and the power of Sir Lancelot, Master Yeshua, as well as the light of Horus. These three beings show you the power that lies within the Triple God. You will undergo the masculine process of that which you experienced in March, ensuring that the power and light which lies within the young boy is experienced within the power and strength and perseverance that exists within the young knight, who then becomes the king, full of wisdom, a deep sense of self-assuredness, as well as stability. All of these aspects are vital, and you will find that the combination of March and April's energy give birth to a new power, a new sense of self in terms of your confidence, to express your power, to express love, to trust and feel comfortable in your body, utilizing your will and loving yourself and the world around you. In the month of May, you will spend time with Lord Hilarion and the goddess Ishtar. It is the month where you find greater depths to your voice. It is a time where you will feel ready and empowered enough to drop some of those old cloaks that are weighing heavily upon your shoulders, pulling off the masks of the old, for it is during this month you will feel the energy filling you, propelling you into your future, magnetically drawing you into your power and manifesting a new sense of freedom. During the month of May, you will feel that your need to experience a deeper sense of freedom is a priority for you, as much as finding the creative expression within your voice will be. Your voice is a creative tool, as much as your imagination is. It is the time of recognizing, beyond just the intellect, how powerful one's voice is, how communication and expression of one's truth in a loving and wise way automatically opens doors to a greater sense of freedom. Master Hilarion will reveal to you your manifestation abilities lying within your voice. Goddess Ishtar will show you the power that lies within freedom, the freedom that comes to you as a result of making the choice to break away from the constraints of any old paradigm thinking you might still be attached to. In the month of April, the 4th of April, the 14th of April, and the 24th of April, as well as the 5th of May, the 15th of May, and the 25th of May, there will be combined initiations and activations that take place. The reason for this is because you will have drawn the energy from March of the goddess, merging it with the energy of April of the god. And in May, you begin the journey of expressing that which you have now absorbed into your body, which is resulting in a new level of empowerment. The male energy, the god energy in other words, is the active aspect of you in the physical reality that will bring about the manifestation of everything you need to ensure that your freedom is born. So we could actually say that between the 3rd of March and the 25th of May 2008, you will undergo three phases of death and rebirth, not forgetting the Easter celebration in between March and May. Now, the Easter time is a very important one for the collective consciousness. This year, humanity as a collective consciousness, will gain deeper insights to the purpose of Easter, and perhaps begin moving their awareness of such away from the physicalness of what the story represented. By this I mean people understanding that the crucifixion of Jesus is not so much based on what has been written in the Bible, but more so a call to one to attend to the self, to address that which crucifies you, how you crucify yourself, as well as addressing what we will call crucifixion consciousness. This is, in fact, what is often referred to as criticism, judgment, and gossip. All of these crucify others and self. So let us turn the story a little bit now to that which was in fact written in the scriptures. The story that led up to Master Jesus's crucifixion as such. Was it not based on misinterpretation, misinformation, judgment, fear, rejection, and gossip? Everything that symbolizes and represents the crucifixion as such was based on what I have just said. And you crucify yourself and others every time you focus on those vices I have just mentioned. So Easter time is in a way a time of repenting. And the reason I say this is because it is a time for you to look at yourself, to repent, to let go of the vices that lead to crucifixion. This will take you through the initiation of leaving your old body behind, your old ways, and to be born into a new way, to embrace a new state of being, one that looks at the world with a renewed sense of self, fresh perspectives, and a new love for life. So be prepared for very deep shifts from March to the end of May. This will lead into June, a time where Master Jesus and Lord Buddha will spend time with you. The 6th of June, the 16th of June, and the 26th of June will be important ones relating specifically to what Master Jesus and Lord Buddha will do with you. These initiations take you into the realms of vision. You could, in fact, relate it to the third eye. It is during this time they will reveal to you any residual patterning left within your conscious mind that feeds any subconscious belief systems that prevent you from experiencing joy, union, lightness, and the sacred marriage with self. This means there will be minor experiences of divorcing yourself from the old patterning. You will be able to do this with grace and ease as a result of opening yourself to receive the guidance, light and love that comes from Jesus and Lord Buddha. On the 21st of June, the time where celebration is heightened as a result of the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere and the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, you will find that a new way of looking at life will be easier during that time. For those living in the southern hemisphere, it will be another level of going deeper within yourself, soul searching, often referred to as the dark night of the soul. And those of you in the northern hemisphere, you will be undergoing the honey moon phase of celebration. Bear in mind that those of you who have strong connections with the southern hemisphere, living in the northern hemisphere, might also experience the dark night of the soul. This applies to those who are living in the opposite hemisphere, undergoing a similar process. It is vital that one understand that one is affected by everything on earth, and all the seasons affect you, regardless of where you are geographically located. July is a month where you will be harassed, and I say this in inverted commas with a great big smile, by Lord Merlin. It is the month where he will reveal to you the treasures that lie within your inner child's ability to trust in the magic and miracles of life. During this particular time, Lord Merlin will help you embrace the energy that comes from Source, which is ever present, and teach you how to draw from that source permanently, feeding your body, your mind, and your soul. During this particular month, you will experience a recalibration within your entire chakra system. And on the 7th, 17th, and 27th of July, you will undergo minor initiations, leading you into deeper realms of the seventh universe. This means your first-hand experience with the quantum field and its power will be greatly amplified during that month. This is in preparation for the major celebrations taking place in August. In August 2008, you will be embraced by all of the lords and ladies of abundance and manifestation, the gods and goddesses of alchemy, and the angels and archangels of divine love. It is a time when the entire planet will be embraced in a deeper level of Christ consciousness. The main celebration will be on the 8th of August. It is the Triple Eight celebration. And upon that day specifically, the infinite power of divine abundance will be anchored within every major and minor chakra of Mother Earth's body, as well as every major and minor chakra of every human being's body. this anchoring will result in another acceleration in the influx of abundance consciousness. This is a time where all of humanity will be greatly challenged in their belief systems if there are still aspects attached to poverty consciousness. This is the time where you will be truly tested in terms of how you relate to prosperity or how you still relate to poverty. You could imagine this particular day being one of the major crossing over points from poverty to prosperity consciousness. It is also upon this day specifically that the god Horus, Lord Ra, Thoth, and Akhenaten will bring a whole new vibration in the form of blessings that will enable light workers of all walks of life to truly experience the blessings of alchemy, the blessings of abundance, wealth, and love. In a way, it will be the reward for all your hard work, your patience, your perseverance, and for never giving into the fears of the poverty conscious ones. On the 18th of August and on the 28th of August, you will experience the next level of the Triple Eights blessings, which will then complete itself. So, remind yourself that August is the month of the major step into prosperity consciousness. Therefore, take advantage of the time you have now and work with every aspect of poverty consciousness inside of you that sabotages your journey into prosperity consciousness. Set the intention and trust that everything you need in the form of people, places, and events to bring this to its state of healing will come to you under grace in perfect and miraculous ways. In the month of September, you will be embraced by Lady Nada. During this particular month, she will reveal to you the gifts of unconditional love that are already inside of you. She will show you the rewards that come with loving unconditionally. And many of you will recognize that where you have stood in non-judgment, where you have loved unconditionally, it has paid off. She will show you how your spiritual strength increases, as does your faith in love and in life as a result of practicing unconditional love. On the 9th of September, Mary Magdalene and Master Jesus will embrace you in a special cloak of energy, similar to that which was experienced at the 999 celebration of 2007. This is where the golden egg of peace is activated in a new way for each of you, reminding you of the promise of new things to come, the awareness of self that liberates you to experience the joy of divinity, the joy of being true and authentic, and never selling yourself short for fear of others' opinions or conditional love. On the 19th and 29th of September, your personal guides and master teachers will reveal to you key aspects of unconditional love and the rewards of such. I, Katumi, will embrace you during the months of October and November. In the month of October, I am accompanied by Lord Maitreya and Lady Kuan Yin. And on the 10th of the 10th, you will experience, let us say, a giant step into understanding self-mastery from the point of the alchemist. All the base aspects that you have turned into golden consciousness will now be standing in front of you in their many forms, showing you how power of self-awareness always brings a level of self-mastery. During this month, you will be taken through minor initiations relating to additional opportunities to fine-tune your self-awareness and to embrace self-mastery from the point of the Master Alchemist. It is a time where you will truly benefit from the wisdom you have gained as a result of consciously acknowledging what alchemy consciousness is all about and how vital the alchemy of consciousness is when you know how to use it. Many of you will find that you have reclaimed many aspects of yourself that lay dormant within the shadow of self as a result of rejection in your early years. Having embraced these aspects, you will feel a renewed sense of purpose in life. You will also find that your ability to discern is very strong. So, the 1st of October prepares you for the 10th of October, and it is these two dates that are important. However, every day of October is an important one because I, Katumi, will be preparing you for the energy of November. Now, November is a vital month because it is the last phase of the preparation that you require to fully embrace the second ascension wave that shall grace your planet in December. Every single day of November will be filled with master vibration energies. Key dates are the 1st of November, the 11th of November, as well as the 21st of November. The 22nd of November is a gateway into a vital realm of deeper understanding in preparation for the ascension wave of the 21st of December. However, during November, you are going to experience powerful waves of new consciousness moving through your being, moving through your life, internally and externally. November is kind of like a whirlwind month where the energy of that whirlwind will literally suck everything out of your life that you have stubbornly clung to making sure that December is the month you will be able to freely step into the higher consciousness and awareness that the second ascension wave brings. In the month of December, I, Katumi, will be accompanied by all of the divine beings of the universe housing your planet. December is one of the most important months in terms of you learning, in terms of you understanding the physics of life, the mechanics of your heart and your soul. And it is in the month of December 2008 that I, Katumi, accompanied by Saint Germain and the Master Jesus, will be moving to higher realms in our own evolution, which will automatically draw all of our willing light workers, those who have completed the journeys of initiation, those who have mastered the necessary levels, with us into this new realm. This means I, Katumi, will no longer be trans-voice channeling in the manner that I have been to this date, channeling through specific vessels on Earth as you know them. From the 21st of December 2008, I will only work through my chosen channels on a conscious level. This means they will no longer be in a position to transvoice channel me, simply because their energy will have moved to a higher vibration that does not require any level of trance for me to communicate through them. Therefore, let me say at this point, anyone claiming to transvoice channel me after the 21st of December 2008 is simply tapping into the old paradigm of what Katumi is, or was rather, and that is what they will be bringing forth. Humanity must evolve. As we, the masters of light, continue to grow in our own capacity, everything else is pulled into that light of growth. The same applies to you, and when you grow, there are people in your environment that either choose to grow with you or to move in a different direction. So it is generally a time of finding a new flow and confidently trusting in that flow. The 21st of December will be the time where we open the doors to this higher realm that I spoke of earlier on, that I will be moving into. And it is at this particular time that the second ascension wave will take place, where all light workers who have mastered what I have spoken of and who have attained that level of inner awareness and consciousness will move through into the higher levels of ascension awareness. On the 12th of December, all of you will experience the first activation of the preparation for this particular wave. There will be massive change, beloved ones, in all areas of life. It is important because 2010 is another vital ascension time, and all need to be prepared. The years that move on from 2008 will be ones to further empower you, Let me also add at this point, it does not mean to say that because we are moving to higher levels that no longer will we communicate with you. All it means is that the level from which we are communicating is of a much higher vibration. And it is only those who are willing to embrace that vibration that will get the truth within those teachings. Now it is important that all of you understand that we are not creating a hierarchy of elitism here. We are creating a system that enables individuals to benefit as a result of their input, their patience, their perseverance, their faith, and their trust. So in a way, the benefits that come with self-mastery are there because it shows those who are a little more lackadaisical in their attitude to self-development and becoming more self-aware, that it is in fact worth the effort, the journey, and the short-term discomfort of getting in touch with one's truth. We also do not believe that it is just or fair that individuals who have invested so much time, energy, and love in their soul have to be negatively impacted upon by those who at this stage are not willing to invest that time and energy. So yes, there is a reward system involved. There are boundaries that are in place, and there are certain criteria that are important. Would you honestly give a 2-year-old the opportunity to play with fire? The exact same applies to souls who are growing, who are learning, who are evolving and ascending. Beloved ones, 2008's theme is alchemy consciousness and embracing the alchemy of consciousness. This means you will find the power, your power, to turn the base aspects of self into gold by being aware of consciousness, by being conscious, by choosing to look at yourself in truth rather than opting for the shortcut. 2008 is your greatest year of reward if you are willing to invest the time, the energy, the patience, perseverance, love and faith in self and in spirit. Every month you are being offered an opportunity to achieve it. Therefore we suggest that you prepare yourself for what is coming. Read the words I have spoken in this transmission so that you know what is coming your way. When you are prepared, you are able to deal with that which comes from a greater sense of inner confidence. This does not mean to say that there will be no challenges or things may not catch you by surprise. What is important is that you will know inside of yourself what you are working with. And please, people, do not expect the worst. Many of these unexpected surprises may very well be wonderful ones, ones that you least expected, ones that shake you out of any kind of attachment to perhaps going without. Let me add at this point, if you choose to wallow in any kind of self-worthlessness or lack of deservability. We are not going to bribe you to change your way of thinking by bringing you goodness, by bringing you happy surprises. That will come to those who are willing to work with themselves. And I trust every single one of you understand and know exactly what I mean and why it works in this fashion. So, beloved ones, we suggest that you spend some time today writing down what it is you would like to change, the areas of your life that you are clear about that need change. Take some time to create a picture for yourself. We would suggest that you make a chart, if you like, depicting each month of the year, perhaps writing into each month that which we have spoken of today, and preparing yourself. Write key words in each month that will help inspire you. Make it a personal map that will guide you throughout the year. Don't use the excuse that you never stick to your New Year resolutions, that you give up halfway. Remember, excuses are no longer applicable. Excuses are a sign of complacency, and there is no place for that in the new paradigm. Embrace alchemy consciousness and allow yourself to experience the transition into the new world with grace, with ease, with laughter, with joy, and with faith in your ability to do so. Open your heart and your mind to receive. Open your heart, your mind, and your eyes to see the greatness that lies within you as an individual. Allow the year of initiation into a deeper level of independence, individuality, and innovation to be one that inspires you to re-embrace life with passion, with hope, with faith, and above all, with love. 2008 will be a time of change for the planet, for every arena within life. So I am not going to go into detail regarding earth changes, economic changes, political changes, and so on and so forth, because every year something is happening. My focus at this time is to get you on track with you, to bring you into a higher state of self-awareness and alchemy consciousness. And I trust that this will bring you into the true realization of what oneness means and what it means to feel and be whole within the self. Therefore, beloved ones, I bring to each of you all the blessings you require, every tool you need, every means you require to ensure that 2008 is one of the greatest years of your life, one of the most empowering, soul-liberating, self-embracing years of your life. I will walk every step of the way with you, guiding you, protecting you, holding and loving you, and shoving you along at times if need be. All you need do is trust in the very many arms that hold you, Trust in the very many hearts that love you, and believe in your ability to make the changes necessary. And most important, act on your truth. And so it is that I bring to each of you the gifts of initiation, embracing you in divine love and wisdom. I am Kutumi, co-home of the golden ray of love and wisdom, and I greet and bless you in love, Adonai. I wish to give thanks to Spirit, to Kutumi, and to all the divine beings of the light who have been present with us today, and I ask that their presence remain with us, divinely protecting and guiding us in any way that we may need it. I wish to give thanks to each of you who have participated in this process. And I also wish to give thanks for the honor of having been of service to Spirit. And so be it.